We've got a cloudy start to this Tuesday. Good morning. I'm Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. The time is 9:04. The Iowa Judicial Branch says it's fixing IT mistakes that sent more than $26 million of court debt collections to the wrong funds. IPR's Katerina Sestarek reports.
The Judicial Branch says when it became aware of possible computer errors that were sending court debt collections to the wrong funds, it hired the National Center for State Courts to look into it. They found more than $22 million went to the wrong state funds and nearly $4 million went to the wrong county funds. The Judicial Branch says it's been working to fix that since the beginning of this year. Two Republican officials sent letters to State Auditor Rob Sand last week, the only statewide elected Democrat, questioning why he didn't take action when he learned of potential problems with the court debt money about 2 years ago. Sand says state law requires him to keep such allegations confidential until his office issues a report. He says he's always been planning to review the final figures from the Judicial Branch when he gets them and report issues as necessary in fiscal year 2023 audits. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, cloudy through mid-morning, 50% chance of a scattered shower, gradual clearing for the afternoon, high near 77. Overnight mostly clear with a low of 52. For Wednesday, sunny, windy, high near 63. Coming up on Think, along with dealing with airport security and disruptive passengers, flight attendants must also battle low wages. The life of a flight attendant, today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.